Regifting. Do you regift? I do not think I've ever regifted. I may have, but I can't remember when I have. I am not opposed to regifting, but there's something about it that, for some reason, bothers me. The good news about regifting is that the item in question is supposedly getting a home that cherishes the gift. The person doing the regifting presumably would not be doing so if they valued or cared about the gift to begin with. In addition, regifting presumably allows the original gift recipient to avoid in any way indicating or telling the sender of the original gift that the recipient did not like it, already had one, could not stand the gift, found the gift totally useless, or whatever. The other benefit of regifting is that it saves money. Yes, you do need to rewrap the present and to put a new to and from card on it, but that's all. The negative of regifting, for me anyway, is that it is an admission that the gift that someone spent time, money, postage in some cases, and thought really means nothing to me. The gift has so little value that I'm going to give it to someone else. For some reason, this just does not feel right to me. Apparently, the term regifting got popular after the 1995 episode of Seinfeld. Elaine got upset with Dr. Whatley when he gave Seinfeld a label maker that she had originally given to Dr. Whatley. This issue or dilemma was brought home to me recently when I received my Christmas presents from my sister Judy. Before I tell the story, allow me to state a couple of things. One, I love my sister. Two, I should not have opened the Christmas presents before December 25th. Having said that, let me tell you the story. My loving and kid sister, 4 years younger, sent me gifts that I know are regifted. You may ask, how do I know they are regifted? Well, the way I know these two gifts are regifted is that I was the one who gave the gifts to her in previous Christmases. Yes, you heard that right. I was the one who gave her the gifts that she is regifting to me. Can you believe that? Who would do something like that? How totally inconsiderate. Or to give her the benefit of the doubt, maybe she did not remember that I had given her the gifts originally. Small chance of that. As you might suspect, there is a little bit of a backstory that you should know. For the past several years, I have made a practice of making a contribution in my sister's name to the nonprofit cause that I believe in, the Edge Foundation, www.edgefoundation.org. I do this in place of giving my sister a more traditional Christmas present. My sister does the same for me. Yet, I always try to do a little something more, if for no other reason than to remind my sister that I'm there for her and that I love her. I also have a little bit of a young kid's devilish streak still in me. So on occasion, I will try to add a little fun by getting her something that I hope will bring a smile to her face. So naturally, I think about what my sister hates most in the world. What is she most scared about? The answer is snakes. She hates snakes of all kinds. You can see where this is going. So for the last few years, I have made a point of finding snakes, not live ones, but dead ones, or representations of snakes, to send her for Christmas. Ha ha! It was designed to be funny, hilarious, and bring a smile to her face. And hopefully it has been. Now, back to the regifting story. The gifts that my sister sent me this Christmas are two of the snakes that I had given her as gifts in years past. She regifted to me the gifts that I had given her. I told you in the beginning that there is something about regifting that bothers me. Well, let me tell you, there is everything about regifting to the person that gave you the gift that really bothers me. So thoughtless, so rude, so uncaring, so unloving, so despicable. So, even acknowledging the backstory, let's think through how my sister could have handled this. She could have thrown the gift from me away in the garbage without saying a word to me. She could have started a fire on the grill and thrown the gift into the fire so that it would go up in flames. She could have put the gift on the mantle in her home as a reminder that her brother is caring, funny, and adorable. She could have regifted the gift to someone else, not the person who gave her the gift. She could have given the gift to her husband, Harold, who, as far as I know, does not hate snakes. But no, my sister decided to save the gifts for years to regift to me. Took the time to wrap each in its own holiday cheerful decorative paper. Filled out and attached a card saying, "To Neil from Judy, Merry Christmas." Went to the post office to package the gifts, affix the correct amount of postage, and ship across the country. It turns out that there is an etiquette to regifting as outlined by Emily Post. Whether they outline is 15, 10, 7, or 4 rules for regifting, all of them have the same last rule. Namely, be sure that the gift or knowledge that the gift has been regifted will not get back to the original giver. Bottom line, I am not a fan of regifting. In particular, I am totally against regifting to the person who sent you the gifts to begin with. P.S. Yes, I still love my sister, but that gets tested from time to time.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.